So anyway, several years ago, many years ago, I hacked the police department. Not with a keyboard, but with my mouth. See, I'd come home from the jailhouse, and there was this friend of mine. He was my primary partner in crime. I mean, you know, we would do different deals together. You know, we didn't really work together, but we would meet up at topless bars and exchange paperwork and exchange money. And he was an amazing salesman. I mean, he could sell water to a fish just about. I mean, when the fish is in the middle of the ocean, of course. But I got home from jail and I didn't know how to get a hold of my friend. And, you know, he's always under the radar. He's a federal informant. And so he stays under the radar. He's got his share of people that don't like him. I mean, just to give you a clue what it's like for him to be a federal informant, he got caught delivering a kilo of cocaine. And you know how much time he did in the Texas Department of Corrections? 1 year. You know, this was back in the late 80s, okay? Man, I want to tell you something. I don't think you did a year for delivering a kilo of cocaine. I mean, that's a sweetheart of a deal, I think, you know? I mean, there were guys, when I was up in that jailhouse, they were serving several years for $10 and $20 worth of cocaine. Texas don't play with cocaine. Anyway, so I got home and I was like, how am I going to find my friend, you know? And I didn't know how to find him. And then I thought, well, you know, he's a federal informant and everything. I said, you know what? The police know where he's at. That's for damn sure. So you know what I did? I opened up one of those phone books. And if you don't know what it is, Google it. If you don't know what a phone book is, Google it. It's like a book, but it doesn't have a story in it. It's got a bunch of names and addresses and phone numbers in it. Well, anyway, at the beginning of these phone books, the yellow pages, there was a section called the business pages. And in this business pages would be listings of police departments. And so I got into this section of the business pages for the police department. There was one particular police department, was a very serious police department. I mean, a really serious police department. So I called them up and got one up in my neighborhood, and, you know, and this guy answers the phone. He says, XYZ Police Department, Substation 122, this is Sergeant Fitzpatrick. How may I help you? And I hung up on him. And I looked down the list in the phone book, and I got one of their substations way the hell across town, because I was going to use his name, and I was going to say I was from his substation, Substation 122. And so I called this other one, and the guy answers the phone in a similar manner. And, you know, and you know what I said? You know, he answered, he's like, XYZ Police Department, substation, whatever, whatever. This is Sergeant whoever, whoever. And he said, how may I help you? And I said, you know what I said? Yeah, this is Sergeant Fitzpatrick at Substation 122. My computer's on the blink. Can you offer some assistance? Yeah, tell you what, I've got a last name Doe. First name John, approximate age, early 50s, cocaine trafficker, real piece of garbage. I'd love to catch this guy. You see what you can find. Got a address and a phone number. Okay, great. Let me get that down. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it. And then you know what the guy asks me? He says, do you want his Henry? Now, I don't have a clue what a freaking Henry is. But, you know, I don't know. Is he going to throw a box of tomatoes at me? Am I going to need to give him a fax number? I don't know. But you know what I did? I took a chance. I said, yeah, give it to me. And you know what he does? He rattles off this string of, I can't remember if it was letters and numbers, I can't remember, but it was this long string of digits, like something like 20 digits long, if I remember right. It was long, and it may not have been that long, but it was long. And so he rattled off his long string of digits to me, and I just wrote them down as he was yelling them off to me. And then I said, you know what I said to him? I said, I sure appreciate it. Could you do me a favor and transfer me to homicide? So the phone starts ringing to homicide, and I hung up. That was the end of my call. So, you know, I went and I called my friend. I had his phone number now, right? And I had his address. And so we met up at a topless bar, and we loved to meet at topless bars. And I told him how I found him, and I said, you know, I got your Henry. And he said, you got my what? And I said, yeah, I don't know exactly what it is, but I've got it. And so I gave my friend his Henry. How's that for a story? Have a nice day, people.